Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With the devastation caused by Hurricane Ian in Florida and the storm just hours away from hitting South Carolina, some parts are already hit, I want to update you on what we've done since I last spoke to you on this 24 hours ago. I've directed that every possible action be taken to save lives and get help to survivors, because every single minute counts. It's not just a crisis for Florida. This is an American crisis. We're all in this together, and I've spoken to Governor DeSantis on multiple occasions, as well as this morning, and as well as mayors and county officials, both Republican and Democrat, from the places most affected. And I spoke with Governor McMaster of South Carolina this morning as well. Last night, I received a request for an emergency declaration from Governor McMaster, which I approved right away, just as I did for Florida. This allows for immediate federal funding for the state to shelter people and provide other essential support. By approving it early, ahead of the storm's landfall in South Carolina, we can get supplies in and provide shelter if necessary. My message to the people of South Carolina is simple. Please listen to all the warnings and directions from local officials and follow their instructions. And as you all know, the situation in Florida is far more devastating. We're just beginning to see the scale of that destruction. It's likely to rank among the worst of the nation's and the worst in the nation's history. You have all seen seen on television, homes and property wiped out. It's going to take months, years to rebuild. And our hearts go out to all those folks whose lives have been absolutely devastated by this storm. America's heart is literally breaking just watching people watching on television. I just want the people of Florida to know we see what you're going through and we're with you. We're going to do everything we can for you. I say to the rest of Americans, just imagine yourself in that situation. Water rising, walls collapsing, streets turned literally into rivers, charter boats on top of automobiles. Watching the home and the community work so hard to establish, literally washed away. And folks across the country are now waiting to hear from parents and grandparents who live in Florida, just hoping and praying they're okay. At my direction, we pre-deployed the largest team of search and rescue experts in recent history, because so many of the rescuers need to take place now, need to be there in place now, in the water now. And the United States Coast Guard has been deployed as well. 6 fixed-wing aircraft, 18 rescue boats and crews, 16 rescue helicopters, which were in the air all day yesterday and are at it again today. Working with the Defense Department, the National Guard, state and local first responders, they've rescued 117 people on Southwest Florida coast in Fort Myers and Naples so far. Just this morning, I spoke personally with the Lieutenant Commander of the Coast Guard, Christopher Hooper, who is leading the search and rescue operation there. He emphasized this is one fight, everyone working together, Coast Guard, Defense Department, Customs and Border Patrol, Florida Fish and Wildlife, local officials. They're doing everything they can to rescue people. He said, Mr. President, we will not rest at night until we know they're safe and sound. He talked about how they rescued a 94-year-old woman who had the courage to be hoisted up onto a helicopter, the wind blowing, and as well as a one-month-old baby. Not the same time, but a one-month-old baby as well, and so much in between. He also spoke to aviation survival. I also spoke to aviation survival second class, Zach Lesch, who described how difficult the decision is for people to leave everything and come to safety. I told him how proud of him I was and thanked him for all the work he and his Coasties are doing to save lives. I'm grateful for the brave women and men, federal, state, and local folks working so hard. They're all working as one team. Hear that from the governor as well as from the federal folks. In the past 24 hours, my administration has approved 4 more counties in Florida for individual disaster assistance, in addition to the 9 counties we had announced yesterday. And what that means is the federal government is covering every cost, 100% of the cost, to clear the massive debris left in the wake of the hurricane in these counties. And all needs to be cleared out for communities to begin the hard work of trying to get back on their feet. That declaration also means that we will cover all the extra costs for emergency personnel who are saving lives and providing for public safety. Because phone lines and internet might go out, FEMA is registering people directly, directly to be able to get help. They're setting up disaster recovery centers and shelters all across the state so we can get survivors registered for the help they need as quickly as they can possibly get it. And if you can't get to a center, we're sending out mobile teams into communities to meet people where they are. Getting the power back on is also critical. I want to recognize, and this is, I think, impressive, 44,000 utility workers and restoration personnel from 33 states and the District of Columbia who are working around the clock to help get power back on for millions of Floridians who've lost it. I've ordered more than 400 personnel from the Army Corps of Engineers to Florida with more than 250 generators to enable power supplies for key locations like hospitals and shelters. And last night, my Homeland Security Advisor met with electric sector leaders to ensure that they're coordinating with owners and operators of the grid so nothing will stand in the way of getting the power back on. Yesterday, I was briefed by the leaders of FEMA, the Coast Guard, the Army Corps of Engineers, and other organizations that are at the tip of the spear right now. I directed them to provide me with information on where housing and health facilities and power and cell service and other critical infrastructure has been most affected, so we can prioritize and focus our efforts and expand them where the help is needed the most. In addition to what we're doing for Florida and South Carolina, we remain focused on recovery efforts in Puerto Rico as well. And I will say it as long as we're going to stay with it and stay at it, as long as it takes. I spent a lot of time with people in the aftermath of disasters. I have immense gratitude for the first responders and emergency crews who always show up, no matter what. At times like these, Americans come together. They put aside politics. They put aside division. And we come together to help each other. Because we know if it were us who just lost our homes or a loved one, we'd hope people would show up to help us as well. Red Cross volunteers as far away as Oregon and the Dakotas, and utility workers from Minnesota and Nebraska and Vermont have traveled to Florida in the past few days to help do whatever they can. That's America. That's who we are. We're going to keep doing everything we can, and we'll do it as the United States of America. So God bless all of you who are hurting. May God protect the troops and all those brave souls risking their lives and fellow Americans. I want to say one more thing. I want to also speak to Mr. Putin's remarks this morning. You know, America and its allies are not going, let me emphasize this, are not going to be intimidated by Putin and his reckless words and threats. He's not going to scare us, and intimidate us. Putin's actions are a sign he's struggling. The sham referenda he carried out and this routine he put on, don't worry, it's not on there if you're looking, okay? The sham routine that he put on this morning, that's showing the unity and, you know, as people holding hands together. Well, the United States is never going to recognize this. And quite frankly, the world's not going to recognize it either. He can't seize his neighbor's territory. and get away with it. It's as simple as that. And they're going to stay the course. We're going to continue to provide military equipment so that Ukraine can defend itself and its territory and its freedom, including additional resources that the Congress is going to give me today of $13 billion more dollars to help the Ukrainians defend themselves and fight back. And we're fully prepared to defend it. I want to say this again. America is fully prepared with our NATO allies to defend every single inch of NATO territory. Every single inch. So, Mr. Putin, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Every inch. And I have to be, I've been in close touch with our allies. We're announcing new sanctions today as well, that including new authorities to sanction anyone who provides political or economic support to Russia's fraudulent territorial claims. And I've been in close touch with our NATO allies, who are united in our resolve to take on his aggression. So I thank you all very much. You also asked me earlier about the pipeline, and let me say this. It was a deliberate act of sabotage, and now the Russians are pumping out disinformation and lies. We're going to work with our allies to get to the bottom exactly what precisely what happened. And as at my direction, I've already begun to help our allies enhance the protection of this critical infrastructure. And at the appropriate moment, when things calm down, we're going to be sending divers down to find out exactly what happened. We don't know that yet exactly, but we're not, just don't listen to what Putin is saying. What he's saying, we know, is not true.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.